What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Woo! Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker here. Hanging out on a Friday. 1 hour left before it's officially, for you and I at least, weekend time. I don't really get a weekend anymore. That's been gone.
No, this thing is, it went by fast today. But I mean, if you
this
wanna,
week, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see just the face of a man who loves doing his job, and they just stare at him, and you know, the engineers here that every time something's broken, and you know, they bring in the big guns, and he just sits back there and just folds his arm and just grunts at people. Look at the face.
You know he's happy it's Friday, too.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if he's happy that it's Friday.
Well, he's up on the ninth floor, so no one's happy.
Yeah, but that is always the face that when you know something is going on with our computer system, and he walks in here and is like, the hell y'all done now? He got mad at me because the mic broke. I didn't break it. He got upset with me because the damn microphone broke and took it out of me. I didn't break the microphone.
Was it working when you got it?
Huh?
Was it working when you got it?
Yeah, it was, but well, I didn't break it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But, yeah, love your job. Love your job as much as he loves his job.
Someone else not happy. Every Braves fan in attendance in Cincinnati just had the bases loaded. Zero runs. Yeah. Just nothing.
Typical.
Had a couple outs
typical,
to play with.
Typical Braves game, right?
Even our guy, Bo, he gave me a big sigh when I said, bases are loaded. He's like, what part of the order? I was like, 8-9. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he was right.
Again.
We both knew what was coming.
How are we even shocked or surprised?
Well, buckle up, because that's what's hitting Fox National TV tomorrow for the Speedway Classic.
That is
the only tough part of this. Is like, man, if nothing else, people could have seen Acuna, and now that's gone too. And again, like, thank goodness it's Spencer Strider on the bump, and we'll get an opportunity to check that out. Hey, training camp was ongoing today. Joe Patrick was there. He's going to join us in about 15 minutes. Coverage of training camp is going to continue here on 92.9 The Game. Next week, we're there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The morning shift, Steakhouse, and our show, Andy and Randy, live at Flowery Branch. Then after practice, Dukes and Bell at the Hooters of Mall of Georgia. Coverage of training camp brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers, by Margaritaville and Lanier Islands, and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. So, again, we'll get back to full coverage of training camp on Monday. But Joe Patrick was there. He'll join us in a couple of minutes and break it all down at that time, including what might be a ramped up kicker competition.
Oh,
I know
God.
Joe was all in.
He's all over the kicking competition.
And I'm going to tell you what. After you ask a question, it's going to be my very next question. So don't steal that one.
Oh, that's your question
yeah,
right there?
Don't, okay, don't
I'll
steal
make
that
sure
one.
I will not go in depth about the kicking thing.
Yeah, well, look, as you know, it's my thing.
Yes, we know that.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to it. Falcons coverage coming up, but Georgia also involved. Georgia Tech looks like they're going to have an open practice tomorrow, Saturday, in the flat. So check their social medias for more coverage of that. College football is here, and today that's the most important story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Kirby Smart was on the Steakhouse earlier today. A little bit of the conversation. They had the whole group out there. They're doing a special show. They also talked to Josh Brooks and Drew Bobo, and I want to say KJ Bolden. All that's on the Odyssey app. Feel free to jump in there and go back and listen. But the whole gang was able to talk with Kirby Smart today. They started out the conversation asking Kirby about his quarterback, about Gunnar Stockton, and what's something that he knows about Gunnar that the rest of us don't.
I love his work ethic. I love his dedication and like passion to film study. He takes notes every day, like the detail. And people say he doesn't have a great arm strength. He's got really good arm strength. But I love the way he goes about his business.
What does great film work mean? Do you have to coach a kid about, you know, whatever high school was? This is how are you looking at? Obviously, the next opponent. Are you looking at practice tape? How do you coach a kid that's a quarterback about film work?
Well, it depends on what part of the season is. Right now, we're self scouting. Right, we're trying to put in our install, and he's trying to understand what my options are, what the split of the receivers would be, what the protection is, who the mic point is. But when it gets to the game, it's going to be studying that defense. So he's not really studying defenses right now. He's doing install. But there'll come a point in time he has a regimen. He comes in on Sunday and watches two games. He comes in on Monday. He studies first second down. Comes in on Tuesday, he sees third down, red area, special situations, 2 minute. So he has a protocol he goes through, and he's really religious with that. Like, he feels comfortable doing that. And not, you know, not every quarter, some quarterbacks will say they do that, but right. They really won't. Like, he'll do it.
Did he bring that in with him, or did he start that along the way? Did he always do that?
Well, I don't know exactly what he always did, because I don't know what he did in his high school protocol, but most guys don't have the same access to film. It's not as convenient to you. It's not cut up. They don't have the same manpower we do in terms of, you want to watch every time they've run this blitz? Here it is. You want to watch every time this guy has done this, this corner pressed? Okay, here he is. I can give him a cut up of whatever he wants. So he has, as he's grown, he's become a better film study guy. And most people are that way. You know, you grow as you do it.
Let's talk about the third phase, special teams. You guys have put a big emphasis on that aspect of the game. A lot of preseason accolades for that group as well. Peyton Woodring, Brett Thorson, Zachariah Branch, even the long snapper getting first-team all-SEC preseason love. How are you expecting that unit to perform this season?
Well, it's the most experienced part of our team, so we have to rely on that to be a huge benefit for us. I'm really excited about Branch and really the other guys, Sokovi and Talon Taylor. A lot of those guys, Landon, have returned in high school, so we'll have a really good competition to decide who our kickoff returner is, who our punt returner is. But the two specialists that actually, you know, kick the ball and punt the ball are going to be very experienced. So we have to use that because we don't have experience in a lot of areas. We do there. Bo is the best snapper in the country to me, and he has the experience to do it. That gives you good, quiet confidence. We've got to be better in our kickoff coverage unit. We got hurt a little bit last year late in the year, but we certainly got the people to do it. We've got great – we got kids that love doing special teams because Kirk Benedict sells the hell out of that.
Right. Yeah. Loves it. Kirk's a phenomenal special teams coordinator. How does that play into your strategy going into a game in those special situational football moments where it's third and short, you could go for a long field goal, or you might want your punter to go out there and pin those guys deep and rely on your defense?
Yeah, it gives me a lot of confidence because it's like, okay, you got to have confidence in your short yardage offense or you got to have confidence in your kicker.
Yeah.
And you can have both. And it makes it a hard decision because if you don't show confidence, like last year, we had a lot of fourth and goal situations. We went for it, and we got most of them. We had some fourth and shorts that we went through and we didn't get that I could have gotten 3 points because I know Peyton would have hit it. So it's always an analytics game and kind of trusting those guys to make the kicks. Of course, Thorson's coming off injury and trying to get him healthy and have a healthy competition between him and Drew.
Kirby Smart with us live in Athens. When you guys at receiver have as many drops as last year, right, which, I mean, You're pretty good on the sideline about not giving that grimace or, like, how did we drop that or whatever. You're trying to not, you know, be a meme for anybody, right? But you yelling at a kid ain't going to make him catch better, right,
no.
In practice. Or, like, what is that that happens? Is it a momentum thing? Does it start to get in people's heads? I know you went and got a bunch of guys, freshmen and portal guys. But when you see something like that, how do you combat it? What do you talk about? You know,
yeah, you try to help them. I mean, there's a lot of times that's just mental and technical. You can have both, and we try to help them both ways. I mean, the biggest thing is getting confidence in practice so that you can have confidence in games. You get confidence by your habits, right? So if you have a lot of contested catches, a lot of jugs catches, and you've earned the right to have confidence, you tend to play with confidence. So we have to do a better job of that, putting them in situations and allow them to relax and go play and not put so much pressure on themselves, which I think last year that's a cumulative effect of, like, oh God, it's going
to
happen.
But why did you guys? You didn't do that to them necessarily.
No, but I think they did it to themselves.
Right.
I mean, you can get in your own head.
Yeah,
hitters do it. Pitchers do it.
Especially when you're on the road in Tuscaloosa and Austin.
Regardless of where it is, I think it's that way. But it's something we got to work really hard on with the guys to gain confidence.
John Parker Wilson, who I play with, he always used to tell me that Coach Saban said, always palms down, never palms up, saying, what's going on? Always palms down to just calm everybody down and get him into those situations.
Coach, I know you're about to roll out of here. A quick question. Y'all may have answered this, or he may have asked him. What do you look for when you a quarterback recruiting? What do you look for in a quarterback? That's the question I get. I quit trying to evaluate things years ago. What do you look for when you have to sign off on a kid? We want to bring that guy to Georgia. What's those key intangibles for you?
I stay away from the stats because it can be so misleading what league
Correct.
They play in.
100%.
But TD to interception is really big in college. So if you're looking at a kid in the portal, how is his TD to interceptions? What is his completion rate? If you're not completing passes,
accuracy.
Guess what? You're not going to do that in college either. And then decision-making is the biggest one, is can they make right decisions in critical moments? Because that's what defines your game. And you're like, well, how do you measure that in high school? You watch the game film. You go say, can he handle the pressure it's going to take? Can he stand in the pocket? Can he create mobility? Because nowadays, you can't have a perfect pocket. We're not going to go back there and just stand there for 4 seconds and pat the ball in the SEC. You're going to have to be creative on the run, and you need guys that can do that.
Worst nightmare when a quarterback takes off running, gets man coverage, and everybody's run off.
Scary for the defense. Yeah. I mean, you better have somebody assigned to him, or you better have somebody athletically like a Jalen Walker that can run him down. So you're wanting speed on the field that can chase him down if he breaks out of there. But it certainly helps when you got one with wheels.
There it is. Kirby Smart, and again, a great job done by the Steakhouse getting a bunch of Georgia content today. Randy, I mean, this is not a overreaction or whatever to where Georgia is. I just think they're set up for it again. I know a lot of people are kind of questioning talent or this or there. You don't have a first-round draft pick and blah, 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 blah. I just think they're set up for it. I think their most important games are coming at home.
Yep.
I know you guys did the quick comment the other day. They're one of five teams that are probably going to be favored or expected to be favored in every game. I just think they're there again. I really do.
Yeah, I just think that, first of all, they're going to be better than they were last year at the receiver position. Yeah. I don't know nothing about Gunnar Stockton, so I'm not going to sit up here and act like I do. But I do know that people always are using rankings as far as if a player is good or not. He's a five-star quarterback. And
for me, it's about what you did or didn't get last year, too.
Yeah, but I think that he's going to be fine. He goes through the process of everything that Kirby was saying as far as his preparation. And, you know, I just feel like having Kirby as your head coach also, it does matter.
Was it B.A. that also was like, hey, this might go back to like a run-first type of
but
look?
That was because the dudes up front moved people.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
not. They weren't moving people like they were. And I think Nate Frazier is great, but I think that offensive line, the offense and defensive line are going to be the key for Georgia. I think they're better at the receiver position. It's going to be because that's what won us back-to-back championship and having Brock Bowers.
A weird, different dude at quarterback.
Yes.
He was built for those moments.
Yes,
that certainly helped out, too. I don't know. I just think UGA is ready for it again. All right, when we come back, we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, catch you up on what took place today at Falcons training camp. Joe Patrick's going to join us next. It is Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy Bunker going to be joining you at 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to 9, a special The Bunker Mentality Throwback Edition with Andy and Jarvis Davis. It's Abe Gordon in for Andy today alongside Randy McMichael. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We will be back at Falcons training camp on Monday. They did have practice today. Joe Patrick was there keeping account of everything that was going on. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and welcome in Atlanta Falcons insider for 92.9 The Game, Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Joe Patrick was out there today. He's out there most days, although I happened to slide over there last Sunday and didn't make an appearance. That's all right. Joe, how we doing today?
Put me on blast.
I didn't know it was a secret you weren't there. You weren't there.
But it might have been.
The one day I'm going to miss a training camp. No, I'm doing good, guys. I have to warn you right off the top that I'm driving somewhere to the Carolinas straight from practice, which I left about 30 minutes ago. So I actually turned right. I turned north out of Flowery Branch, and that means I'm headed towards Charlie Warner territory, basically, in my car. So we'll see if my self-service holds up. But it was a good day of practice today. Really competitive. I think they wanted to get in a really competitive day before they kind of broke for the weekend. They're going to have a couple late days or practice completely off basically the next 2 days. So it was a good day of practice today.
Because I know the big question in the last couple of days, JP, was Jalen Walker, was he going to be out there? We found out the hammy was the reason why he's being held out. Is he doing any more than just individual, Joe? Is it something they're trying to sprinkle him in throughout the practice?
So they're not integrating him into the practice beyond individual drills, but I'll say, like, he's doing individual drills at absolute full speed. He looks great doing it.
Right.
I did notice he was in the gym, you know, just kind of doing some of that kind of work after, while the team was in team, and he's kind of watching on from there. I would think, you know, I don't know exactly when he's going to be back, obviously, but I would think that next week they've got practice Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then Thursday off heading into the Friday preseason game. So considering the fact that he is going full tilt in individuals, I would think that, you know, after a couple of days off this weekend, he can start to participate in the full team stuff, hopefully beginning on Monday next week, and then be able to – I don't know if they'll play him in the preseason game, obviously. That's a whole other can of worms. But I think that they'll probably get him back integrated into the full team stuff next week.
Joe, I saw you were keeping track of the kicking competition PK style, makes and misses, distance, all that. You seem dialed in. How's it look for Younghoe Koo? Obviously, coming off the injury, he said it's the best he's felt in a long time. And Krieg, how's he looking so far? And is the competition actually on?
Yeah. So here, like, first of all, I want to start with Lenny Craig because I think that it's just worth pointing out. Like, it is so impressive watching the power that he has in his leg. I mean, I was watching, he kicked a 55 yarder and a 50 yarder. And the 55 yarder, when the ball, I was kind of lined so I could see when the ball was crossing the crossbar. And it was at the tip top of the goalposts when it's crossing the crossbar from 55 yards. From 50 yards, it was the tops of the goalposts. So just an unbelievable leg on the guy. Having said that, I know that me saying that gets a lot of people excited. My take on the kicking situation here is that Lenny Craig actually cannot win this competition in training camp. I think that Younghoe Koo can lose it, and that is the way that Lenny Craig could find himself being this team's kicker, whether that's week one or time into the season. But I think that, you know, Younghoe Koo has something over Lenny Craig in this quote-unquote competition Lenny Craig cannot physically have throughout training camp, which is NFL experience and the experience of having kicked when the team has played a knockdown, drag them out game. They've given everything. The blood and guts have been spilled on the field. And it comes down to that last second 50-yard kick that you've got to make to reward the team for what they've done. Younghoe Koo has been in that situation. Lenny Craig hasn't. And frankly, Lenny Craig hasn't been in anything close to that situation before. He hasn't even done that in the college ranks. So I think that Younghoe Koo, basically, unless he makes some big mistakes and just shows that he is still, you know, either physically limited or, you know, there's a mental thing going on. I think that's the only way that Younghoe Koo goes into the season without being the Falcons kicker. And that's not happening right now. Younghoe Koo, you know, he missed a kick, I think, the first day they did this kind of competition. But he was perfect today and kicked all the same distances that Lenny Craig did, 55, 50, 47, 43, you know, kind of across the hashes and stuff, and did a good job. So I would expect, as long as he keeps that up, he's going to be the team's kicker.
Joe, I know there's a lot of talk about James Pierce as far as, you know, his ability to rush the passer and everything. What other rookies have you been watching that have been standing out to you?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a kind of some news on one of the other rookies that I think we're expecting a lot of in Xavier Watts this year. Notice yesterday he kind of was on the ground. I didn't see if he, like, took a hit or what exactly happened when he was down. I just kind of turned my head and I saw that he was on the grass getting treated by a trainer who was like taping something up on one of his legs. And then he did not participate in the team session after that yesterday. That would have been like at the end of individual or sometime around there. And then he was held out of practice today. So I wouldn't say it's too much of a concern. I think they're being obviously very cautious with guys at this point. And I think that generally speaking, very optimistic signs from Xavier Watts, kind of getting, you know, he's already at the beginning of training camp, basically splitting days with the ones. Like, he'll run with the ones for a day, and then Jordan Fuller will run with the ones in the next day. And so for a rookie coming in, especially a third rounder, I think that speaks pretty well to what he can potentially do for this team this year. And his teammates speak extremely glowingly about him. just the professionalism that he has. He's compared to Jesse Bates in that sense, where he's just a serious guy, you know, isn't kind of going to say anything super, you know, that makes headlines or anything like that, but is going to, you know, always be in position to do the job that the coaches ask of him. And that's just the kind of way he is. And listen, he was a captain at Notre Dame for a reason. So I think that the Falcons really like the makeup of the guy.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons reporter Joe Patrick joining us. Joe, it can be a rookie, it can be a veteran, whomever you think is an answer to this question. But who's an unexpected player you feel is making noise in camp so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, an unexpected player means it's not going to be a player that anybody really has, like, super high hopes for or, like you know, thinks about very often. But I think that that player is pretty clear for me, and it's Khalid Kareem. He's a player that this team picked up onto their practice squad last year, and it hardly took any time at all. In fact, he may have made a game day roster, like, the first week after they picked him up and put him on the practice squad. And since then, he's only seemed to have, like, picked up. He is repping with the ones at times. Didn't see that today, but have seen that earlier this week after they put the pads on. He's an edge player. He's a little bit bigger profile. I think that they like that strength profile that he has. I think that that's one of the reasons why he does run with the ones at times, is because he's, like, if you're in those base packages on the early downs, I think that he's probably, you know, better run defender than what you have in a guy like a James Pierce Jr., for example. And I think that it's really great for all of these guys because it just allows the coaching staff to put them in better positions where they're able to be successful. Because I don't know how many people would actually want James Pierce Jr., on the field for, you know, pretty clear running downs or downs where he's going up against bigger personnel sets. So Khalid Kareem is one that's really standing out. And it's interesting, especially because it's already a pretty crowded edge room with the fact that the Falcons drafted two first-round draft picks at that position. So I think he's going to make the team as of right now. And that would be the Falcons carrying six edges, which is obviously a lot. But I think that if they were to drop any of those guys, they would immediately get picked up on waivers when teams make cuts.
That's right. I think that was a number I had gave yesterday, Joe, as far as edge. I think I said five or six. And that was going to be my next thought to you, question to you, because Jalen's out right now. Guys are getting an opportunity like you said, James Pierce Jr. and this kid right here. But what's going on with as far as Arnold Ebiketie, his contract year, all those different things? Where is he at in the pecking order, do you think?
Oh, he's repping with the first team.
Okay.
And again, it's so funny. I'm glad you bring him up, Randy, because he gets totally looked over because there are all these other interesting names, I think, that people, like to discuss. Obviously, with these rookies making a big impact, and Jalen Walker obviously has the affinity of being from Georgia. And maybe he would have been a better answer for Abe's question, because he's a player who has, a high stature in terms of having been on this team for several years, but just really doesn't get talked about very much. And I think, he's an interesting player because, the Falcons traded up in the second round for him. So, I think a lot was expected of him when he was drafted coming in to help solve the pass rush. And then it's obviously still been a problem area for the team since he's been here. And he hasn't really produced, I think, to the level that a lot of people would have hoped. But I think it's important to note that he has increased his production in terms of the sacks every single year he's been a pro. And I think with that said, he could be in line for a 10-sack season. I think he's gone like 4 sacks, 6 sacks, 8 sacks. I think he's gone up about 2 sacks a year or something like that. And so I think that he could be a guy that's in line for that. Having said that, there's so much rotation, you don't exactly know how many opportunities these guys are going to get and what that's going to mean for their total at the end of the year. But I definitely think that he's going to be a big part of this pass rush. And overall, it's just a much improved pass rush. I know Falcons, it's like shocking for Falcons fans to hear that, but I mean, it's giving this offensive line, both the first team offensive line and the second team offensive line, it's giving them fits, and I think it's really good preparation for them to go up against this caliber of pass rusher heading into the season, because we saw how that affected them last year when they had to go up against T.J. Watt in that first game of the season. It just seemed like they were totally unprepared to face someone of that caliber.
Joe, we only got 30 seconds left. Final question. How's D.J. Chark look since joining the squad?
Honestly, I have not really noticed him, to be perfectly honest. I think that they've been slow to ramp him up. Interesting guy. He was considering retirement, apparently, according to Easton Stick. Easton was throwing with him. They live in the same area in Texas. got him back into the game, kind of got his interest back up. And I think that there's an opportunity for him, especially with Darnold me out, to make an impact on this team. Especially.
Okay. Yeah, looks like Joe's
why they wanted to pick him up.
Appreciate it, Joe. Drive safe out there. We'll see you at camp on Monday.
All right, Jake.
All right. All right. We did pretty good.
He got all the way through.
Touch and go there for a little bit. All right. When we come back, time for the AMA. Any question, any topic. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The Midday Show AMA coming up next to wrap the show. It's Abe, Bo, and Randy. Dial in with the questions, 404-726-0929 on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the Midday AMA. Any question, any topic. We got a couple phone lines still open, a couple taken up. 404-726-0929 if you want to get involved, 404-726-0929. It is a Funk Friday as we send you into the weekend. It's Abe in for Andy, and will be on 6 to 9 tonight for a one-time only. The Bunker Mentality throwback alongside Jarvis Davis. Let's get things started today with Mo in Columbus. What's going on, Mo?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Hey, I said I was going to save the question for today, so I saved it for today. All right, so boom. We do a fantasy football league. Bo is the manager on said fantasy football league, and it's 92.9 game football. So I know Bo will not ask y'all, but I will. Can we get an Andy and Randy sponsorship for a trophy for said league. And my question for y'all, who should be the number one fantasy pick?
Appreciate it, Mo.
Sponsorship for a trophy sounds like it. Going to cost you something, so no.
Okay, thank you, Abe.
Yeah, sure. I got you, brother. I saw the look. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Thank you, Abe. Appreciate that.
It's my job, executive producer, to make the tough calls, you know.
Thank you for that, Abe.
Top pick, you know, obviously, every league has different settings. You got to be very dependent on your settings, PPR, passing touchdown points, and all that stuff. I think here in Atlanta, Bijan is going to be 1-1 in a lot of leagues.
I see that. I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase as my number one pick.
I think you can make arguments for a number of different guys. I think Chase is fine. Bijan is going to be in there. Whatever.
Well, Bo doesn't do fantasy this early, right?
No one should be doing fantasy deal after all preseason
games. I advise
games.
That leagues don't draft this early, but yeah, it's a 24/7, 365 business. So I am looking at and have been studying fantasy since the draft.
I've talked with you. You're on the Bijan 1-1, right?
Yeah, 100%. It's mainly because of how thin running back gets after the first five or six as it pertains to the guys that are going to come through with 300 touches a year. You know, so there's a lot of wide receivers out there, not so many running backs.
I'm going to take some editorial control of the show here. We're going straight to Dunwoody, line five, my neck of the woods. We got Sean. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to see, talk Atlanta United, and what do you think they need to do to get better, including maybe getting a new coach? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Sean.
Get better players.
Yeah, I've said this for a while. I don't think that Ronnie Dial is the issue. That you brought in a number of players who aren't performing to the level that they need to be performing at. Look, it's become very clear that Latte Loth is not fitting in with this team, and it's become a mess. You started Jamal Tiare in the last game, and you looked better for it. I know it was League's Cup. With the exception of the PK goal that almost was saved, Latte Loth hadn't scored in months.
To throw me, he was the missing piece.
Yeah, he wasn't. Miggy has been better of late, but he had some issues. Saba's had some issues recently. We've seen a lot of Luke Brennan, and he's looked good. You got to see a lot of changeover. Yep. A lot of changeover. We've already started to see that along the back line with the center backs. You're going to see it further up the field as we hit the offseason. Mike, line two in Atlanta. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, welcome home. Randy, about a week or so ago, we was talking about changing the college rules, you know, no 1 foot down, that type of thing. I wish they could stop doing like these cupcake games. You're getting paid all your games against competitive. But as far as like, don't do all the rankings, how the Falcons win your division, you get a playoffs. Is it a possible way that we can bracket that and stop waiting every week to see you're switching around because one person scored or did not score versus somebody else? So I hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think he's talking about like don't have a committee, but now you're getting into, you still eventually have to have at-large bids.
Right.
You could slot automatic bids. That's what they did last year, right? The top conference champions got their automatic 1-4 seeds and whatever. You can try and get away from preseason rankings and early season rankings. Someone's going to have a ranking. Someone's going to make a lot of money if the committee's not doing rankings, putting out their own rankings. So it's always going to be there. Tough to get away from it. Caleb's in Winder. What's up, Caleb?
What's up, guys? Randy, you brought up the hunting wives a little bit yesterday, and I tried to call in but couldn't get through. I don't know if y'all heard Carl and Duke. Well, Carl was telling Mike about the show on Wednesday, and Mike hadn't seen it. But after I watched it, stayed up all night watching it, I could have swore that Mike was the director of the show. But Randy, if your wife was into that type of stuff and she let you be included, would you be down?
I don't know exactly what Hunting Wives is about. I know the term sleazy has been used, but I'm guessing we're not going to tell bedroom secrets here.
Kick rocks that dumbass question.
Let's move on. We got Derek in Cobb County. What's up, Derek?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good, man. It's a Friday.
That's true. Got a question, and it's just random. Do you think that there is some kind of training being missed to cause all these Achilles injuries, considering you've got you know, basketball players, football players who are stronger than most others, like your gymnastics, your soccer players. Do you think there's some kind of training or conditioning that could be done to help with the Achilles?
Appreciate the call, Derek.
I have no clue. I know that they're doing all the studies that they can because
I think you're talking about the most powerful, explosive athletes in the world. And I think the human body can only handle so much, Randy.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I mean, if you're telling me they're getting hurt more because they're bigger, faster, stronger, I don't go with that argument. But, you know, it's just a thing where I don't know. And I know that Roger Goodell, I know that the Adam Silver and all the commissioners, they're trying to get together to figure this whole thing out. But I don't think it's just because they're bigger, faster, stronger.
Then you got to remember, the NBA, the rash of injuries in the NBA is because guys tried to play through stuff because it was the playoffs.
Right.
That makes a difference. They know they're dealing with injuries. They're going for it. I can understand why you're putting your body on the line at that time because – it's game six, or if you're Hallie, right, you're talking about game seven of the NBA Finals, right, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I understand it, but these are also injuries that come from other injuries that you probably don't play through, a la Jalen Walker, if you have the time to rest and recover.
Right.
And so the three main injuries in the NBA are kind of set off to the side a little bit because it's understandable guys were playing through injuries. At least I put them there.
Right, I would.
Yeah. So, there you go. Drew is in Milton. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you all that today is the last day educators will be able to hear you until next summer. So, you all have a great school year.
Well, I appreciate it, Drew. I would suggest pods in the classroom.
Yeah.
With Bluetooth connectivity to the Odyssey app.
Yes.
And just try and sneak it in a little bit. Maybe catch us. We're in the perfect realm for lunch breaks.
Exactly. Too. Exactly. We're in a perfect slot. Just put it on the little speaker on your desk and just keep it, you know.
But we do appreciate all the educators heading back to school. I know my sister went back and she catches the show every once in a while, hears something here there.
Yes,
so
we do appreciate all of you beautiful, wonderful educators.
That it's back. Like school's back.
It is on. It is on and popping.
And that means traffic is on, isn't it?
Again, that's the big thing. That's part of it. Just accordingly, you know, the roads, the buses, all those different things. The school zones are back, everything. So don't get the tickets and everything like that. But yeah, we do love our educators and the listeners that are teachers and everything like that. So we do appreciate you. Make sure y'all have fun this year and everything. And always, always, I am one that says teachers need a raise. A raise and more raises. And another raise.
So my sister
y'all.
Makes
so bless y'all.
So much more than I do.
Bless y'all.
That I'm
bless y'all.
I'm done fighting for that one. She makes so much more than I do.
Stop thinking about yourself, Abe.
Hey man. We got Chuck in Atlanta. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey guys, how y'all doing today? First thing I want to put my little theory in. The Achilles are from this change of surface and response to surface from the wood floors being a made chemical floor and the football fields having a different undercoating than they used to back in the old days.
You think and that? Where'd you come up with that one, Chuck?
Because I was an industrial engineering major and we did a lot of textile and chemical work on flooring.
Okay.
And I was in the industry for about 20 years.
Okay.
So I know that the flooring changed and the chemical compound may have changed. That may be not giving the too much resistance or not enough resistance and bounce back. And that right. could be. I mean, it's a crazy theory, but I was just thinking about it.
Right.
I've heard people make the same argument for shoe improvements.
I think the shoes have gotten good.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Another thing I want to say real quick, and I'm going to get you, Randy. Those carnivals and those put-together rides, I always tell people when we're out of town or in the Caribbean doing all those exotic games, I say it's not a Six Flags ride. You can fall and break yourself. And sometimes somebody needs to put a machine on something versus a man trying to do it. And believe it or not, that goes for handmade cars, too. Two Ferraris, both of them raggedy to death because handmade and a couple of things needed a machine on it. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good weekend. And my question is, Randy, what's your favorite carnival food? Be good.
He said, "What is
carnival
my
food?" Is that what he said?
Oh yeah, I like the.
I,
like,
I heard Carnival Cruise, and I was like, "I can give you a couple." I think he said food though.
Oh yeah, I don't touch that one.
I know
that's
yeah.
your spot right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I don't go on Carnival Cruise, but I told you I like pork rind. Whoever got them skins out there, the fresh ones. And definitely that big, the big turkey
leg. The big turkey leg. Yeah, Renfest turkey leg.
Other than that, I don't really eat a lot of, like if my wife, she likes the funnel cake, I'll have some of hers, but I don't eat the fried Oreos and stuff like that.
The funnel cake is great, and this goes into Bo and like beignets and New Orleans. I just don't want the powdered sugar all over me anymore.
Yeah.
Like it I can't eat those cleanly.
Who can?
No one. And so I no longer eat funnel cakes, but they're very good. I'm with the fried Oreos are great. And every once in a while you come across just a regular restaurant that has them.
Mm-hmm.
Dipping sauce like a raspberry or a chocolate.
I say that.
Like, yeah,
I say
like
that,
those are fire.
I say that. I don't think I've ever tried it.
I mean, I'm a huge fan of Oreos.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Fried Oreos are fantastic. You can fry all sorts, like cheesecake bites and all sorts of
Dude,
stuff like that.
Fried vegetables at the state fair are very underrated, like fried broccoli.
Oh yeah, I love like because we do it at
because they're gonna give you something to dip them in.
Where
anyway.
We go? We all went to Hibachi, that place. We all went to Hibachi. Yeah. They have the battered vegetables.
Yeah,
I love them.
Great.
I love them.
I'll probably stick to the fried desserts if that's all right with you guys. Brian in Buford, what's going on, Brian?
All right, that's a 2-part question. First, what do you predict for Michael Penix for yards for the year? And those yards have to get split in one of the receivers and everyone catching the ball. So how are those yards getting split up? Who's catching them?
All right, appreciate the call, Brian. Let's start here, Randy. We somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000?
Who?
Penix.
No.
Less than 4?
Yeah.
Man, even Caleb's going to go above him? Yeah. 35 to 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say 3,700 yards.
Right.
We're not going to go divvying out specifics. Drake London has the most?
Yes.
Assuming Mooney is healthy, he's 2?
No.
Who is 2?
Kyle.
So you're now in on Pitts.
I've always been in on
Pitts. Well, not that you weren't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, so Pitts is 2. Who's 3? Mooney?
Bijan.
Oh, boy. Bijan is 3.
Yep.
Mooney, 4?
Yep.
Ray, 5.
Yep.
And then... I don't know. We don't need 6, but someone.
Yeah.
Kadarius Hodge, Tyler Allgeier, if he's involved in the pass game, Agnew, Chark, my guy David Sills, let's go. Okay. So, man, you're predicting big reception years from Bijan and Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
I think what you just suggested, Randy, is probably the best look for the offense, ultimately. Maybe I'd have Mooney above Bijan, just in terms of total. Because, I mean, Mooney almost had 1,000. Even if he's a little bit less because Pitts has more, if he's at 800, I don't know if Bijan can get more than that, but maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, Bijan going 1,500 to 1,000 this year, you think?
No, I think he'll – but he'll
1,000 to 1,000?
No, I think 1,000 – I think 14 and 7. 14 and 7, something like that.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm not that far off. It's pretty close to where I'm at as well. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. Takeaways. Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap
Mr.
up.
Mr. Gordon threw out his shoulder starting a lawnmower, and Abe doesn't like powder on him.
You know, I noticed I said that, and I was like, did anyone write that down?
Yes.
I was hoping not, but yeah, there you go.
Abe does something when he's dancing. It's definitely not the worm.
That's true. And Joe Patrick took note that a guy had been hitting the gym.
Yeah, man. Yeah. hey, man, I appreciate you, my brother, for stepping in. As we talked about earlier, bunker mentality tonight with Andy and Jarvis, 69. Make sure you guys tune in, support the fellas. And on Monday, we will be back at it, and we will be live from Flowery Branch. So y'all enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And as my girl Sandy says, be nice to each other.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.